It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Offensive line, and Kyle Shanahan needs to change his philosophy. They also need to get a little more creative. Why not Jordan Mason in the backfield and McCaffrey out in the slot? And on defense, a four-man front and no blitzing when Bosa's out? You got to get creative. You got to think on the fly, and they're just not doing it. The Niners have a coaching problem. They have the talent, except for the offensive line. They really need to bolster that O-line.
I agree. They need to both. Mikhevich at right tackle is just a problem. If you don't have George Kittle out there chipping and helping him, he's barbecue chicken. He really is. He is food for the defensive line. There's no doubt. Let's go to Leland and Sack. Then we'll get to RJ at TC. What's up, Leland?
Leland? Is this Jim?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Leland calling from Sacramento. Always appreciate the commentary and analysis you guys bring it. Thank you. Hey, you're welcome. Yeah, I got a few, things to say, a couple points. Apologize ahead of time if I already covered something. My previous caller did, but I took some time and put some notes together. I'd like to pick on Nick Sorensen a little bit. You know, I looked at him a couple times during the game yesterday. Cameras went on him, and honestly, he looks like a lost child on the sideline. You know, the game went out, the four rushers over and over and over again, very vanilla defense, no blitzing. I think in the fourth quarter, you know, that last drive, they blitzed one time. And I'm sorry, that's just not enough. And, you know, that's coaching. They lost containment on Geno Smith, let him make that touchdown that won the game. And so I'm saying the defensive line, especially after Nick Bosa went out, they just didn't have it. They lost their touch. On the offensive side of the ball, the only person that earned my respect yesterday, you guys covered it, Juwan Jennings. That dude has grit, determination. And if more of the 49er players had that quality, they'd be winning games instead of losing. Offensive line, oh my gosh, so many penalties, offsides, holding, the destroyed drives, too many mistakes. The 49ers in short, they don't play like a championship team. A winning teams just don't make these mistakes. The 49ers are not going to make the playoffs, and I'm a fan. I'm just being real.
Real quick, Leland, how you feel about Shanahan? Because that seems to be a big talking point with all the Niner fans out there on the internet, in the streets. You're not firing Shanahan, are you?
No, Shanahan's got a good pedigree, and everyone deserves the opportunity to, do better. We got to remember, before Shanahan, there wasn't a lot to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
He's been to the playoffs in 5 years, four times?
Yep. Is that it? Four times in the last 5 years.
Yeah, I'm not ready to jettison him. I just think that Shanahan maybe needs to reinvent himself a little bit. He's got a lot of hubris, a lot of ego going. You know, it's tough being an NFL coach. You know, everybody loves you when you're winning. Everybody hates you when you lose.
There's no doubt.
Thanks, Leland.
Good call. And you know what? The thing with Shanahan is they didn't really love him when he was winning.
No.
It certainly doesn't feel like it.
He definitely has, whether it's the way he speaks, the way he comes across, he doesn't endear himself well to the fan base at times, especially when things aren't going well. But to be honest, who does? When it's Steve Kerr and the Warriors, if the Warriors go on a 5-game losing streak at some point this year, they'll have a little down stretch because every team does in the NBA. But it's going to be like, oh, Steve Kerr, these rotations, Bonte, I don't know, come playoff time. It's like, stop. Like, we know when these guys are at their best, when the team is playing at their best, they are a big reason why. And things aren't going well right now, and he's the head coach, and he deserves blame.
But what,
the penalties, for sure, though, Bonte.
Right.
That's the thing for me that is coaching. Like, you're either coaching it or you're allowing it to happen.
Well,
like, that's what they say when it comes to the penalties.
Well, when I think about illegal formations, that's because guys are not accustomed to being in a position to get on the field, right? Mm-hmm. You got so many guys in and out the lineup, you're lining up wrong. It's not a lot of repetitions in practice. But two, holding calls. Come on. Holding calls, illegal man downfield. You're shooting yourself in the foot. That's, players got to take accountability.
Yes, but it's also
It's too much of the, you know, when I see things like fire Shanahan, he doesn't have these guys ready to play. Well, these guys are millionaire players. Fred Warner had a quote earlier this season. Said, if you can't get up for this game, I think it was going up to Seattle.
It was the Seahawks
He goes, if you can't get up for a Thursday night primetime game and you need a speech, then you probably shouldn't be in this locker room. And it's the same thing with this damn team. If you need Shanahan to throw a Gatorade bucket or throw the chalk at the board and just throw the iPad to Microsoft Surface and break it, then you know what? You don't need to be on the team. Your season's on the line. It's the damn Seattle Seahawks opposing you, a rivalry game. You should need extra juice from the coach. Like, this ain't Little League. We ain't watching some movie any given Sunday with Al Pacino giving a speech to Willie Beeman and Cap Rooney. Come on, man.
I don't think Nick Sorensen, and I get it, because you got to point the blame at someone. I didn't think he was bad. Like, I didn't think the Niners' defense was bad yesterday. The last drive was bad. But you also lost your best player for most of that half. Like, Nick Bosa was gone after he got that one sack on Geno, and then he re-aggravated that oblique slash hip injury, and he wasn't to be seen again. Like, and yes, you pay Leonard Floyd, you'd hope he'd step up, and they were afraid, clearly they were afraid of blitzing, because they thought Geno Smith would have picked them apart there, and he just scrambled instead, and that was the difference with those two major scrambles, the last one for a touchdown. So, like, we can get on Nick Sorensen if that's who you want to blame for yesterday. Score more points. Like, you got your head coach is supposed to be the offensive guru.
Yeah, no.
That's where it is for me. Your guy, Brock Purdy, is supposed to be the guy.
You know what, though? When you don't have playmakers, this is what happens.
Well,
there's too much juice on the sidelines. All right?
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey, the offensive player of the year. The team.
Well, it's coming off a bilateral Achilles tendonitis. What the hell do we expect?
It's been two games
What
now.
The hell do we expect from him coming
like
back?
Did
we really think
year?
It's a bonus that he's even playing? It's a miracle that he's playing. He's got bilateral Achilles tendonitis. Do you think the guy was going to look like the offensive player of the year? Like, we got to be, what are we, on crack? Thinking that McCaffrey was going to come back late? Oh, yeah, OPOY is coming back. He's not going to be the same. He's not going to have the same juice. He's just not.
Well, I know what Jordan Mason was looking like in his absence for most of the year, and he was looking like one of the best running backs in the league.
Well, there needs to be more reps for Jordan Mason. There needs to be more reps. But Jordan Mason was kind of tailing off a little bit. I want to see Grindo. You need speed on the field. It seems too slow as a unit. Let's go to RJ Fairfield. RJ, what's happening?
What's up, RJ?
Hey, Bonte, thanks for taking my call. You guys are hitting it. You guys are hitting it today, man. You guys are on fire. I think with Shanahan, very stubborn, man. He is that guy that comes in to the office with his spills coffee and just looks, you know, he just looks down on everybody. For some reason, I think he just thinks he's smarter than everybody. And why is it me as a fan can see that we need playmakers out there, as many as we can? So why not put Isaac Garendo in the back, and why not put Christian McCaffrey in the slot? I was calling that in the second half. He didn't make his adjustments. He stuck to his guns, and he defended it at the end of the game on his post-comp, his
presser.
What is it called? The presser.
Yeah,
my bad.
No, you're
okay. And then about Brock Purdy, man, he just looks limited, man. I mean, the size is starting to show. His arm strength is starting to show. You know, I just watched Sunday Night Football, and I saw two stud quarterbacks pour their house out. I mean, the arm strength on them, they could throw beams. They could throw beams. I mean, you see Joe Burrow just throw it with ease. And I think I'm kind of with you guys. I cannot see Brock Purdy getting a $60 million deal, not with as many limitations as he has. But I think I'm coming around to look at this season and say, you know, we might have to take a step back, Bonte.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at, man.
Yep.
But I love y'all, man.
Good call, RJ. Good call, man. Good call. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Look, I suggested that the Niners should maybe put more on Purdy's plate moving forward and playing Pearsall, Cowing, and Garrido a lot more because I want to see what these rooks can do. They have a lot of juice. I want to see them get used in certain ways. And, hey, can you build an offense around these guys? And then put more on Brock Purdy's plate because I need to figure out his damn contract. I need to figure out if I'm going to break the bank with this guy. Am I going to break the bank with this guy? Is he $60 million a year worthy? I don't know.
I'm curious to ask Jerry Rice and his thoughts on this offense because we're going to have the GOAT joining us today, Bonta Hill, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. And Jerry is going to be perfect to talk about what he saw from Juwan Jennings yesterday, right. What he didn't see with Ricky Pearsall, the rookie. Like, he's one of the greatest offensive players, if not the greatest offensive player ever right now. And he knows this team inside and out. He knows that locker room inside and out. He knows his coaching staff. What the hell is going on with this team? Is it just a lost season for this team?
Could be.
It might just be. 888-957-9570.
Let's go to TC Sacramento. TC, what's happening?
Oh, we're going to Sac.
Bonte, what's up?
What's up, TC? What's
good morning,
up, bro?
Oh, man, just vibing. You know,
you, Spadoni, so you got to say good morning, Spadoni. You got to say good morning, Spadoni.
I felt it. It's all good.
Listen. Hey, Spadoni, listen, my bad, bro, my bad. What's up, big dog? Hey, listen, I just want to keep it simple. I'm asking the question. Hey, the callers was on fire. Listen, we can't keep dancing around the issue. The issue was Kyle Shanahan, period. We're not talking about let him go right now today. But this offseason, bro, that's the adjustment. The adjustment is get that guy out of here, man. It's not it. He's not it, man.
Hold on. Let's play this game real quick because we're up against it. Who are you replacing him with?
I'm going to get the dude, Ben Johnson.
Okay, get this guy. Please, stop. Stop it.
Let him finish the call. Let him finish the call. He's been on hold for a long time. Let him get his thoughts out. It's it. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's awarded an opinion. TC, finish, man.
Ben Johnson is a guy. Everybody acting like he ain't the guy that we don't know what we're talking about. That's the shakeup. Get rid of Kyle Shanahan and move on. We got to find out if Brock Purdy's a guy. I'm with you, Bonte. Move on.
No, I'm not saying move on from Shanahan. You're not with me on that one. I don't want to move on from Shanahan. I just want to let you get your thoughts out there, TC. I'm not moving on from Shanahan. If he wants to call back on, you know, Ben Johnson, whatever. You guys didn't even know who Ben Johnson was last year. Didn't even know who he was. I suggested Detroit. You guys are laughing at me saying, you think Derek Campbell and this team? Really? Well, now look at him. Relax. We're not going to fire Shanahan. He's coming into the season over the last 5 years. The guy was 54-29 and 8-3 in the playoffs. Come on, guys. You've got a winning coach. He's 54-29 and 8-3 in the playoffs, and he's yet to lose a locker room. You don't just fire a guy like that. What are we doing?
Is this the most challenging season he's had as 49ers head coach?
Absolutely. Not even close. We'll get into it on the other side. Vernucci, Mr. D, I see you, Mr. D. We'll get to you out there. Joe and Sack, Andre, Stu, everybody's getting on here. Our pets' hands are falling off. There's no doubt.
Situation. High level loser, bro.
Look, we got two tough road games coming up. Green Bay, Buffalo, Indy Elements. Situation is critical. We're talking about it here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It's your 15-minute drive-through oil change. I got one this weekend. It was in and out, baby. The friendly expert technicians checked my tire pressure. They got that rolling. They checked my fluids. They said everything was good. The windshield wipers, the batteries, everything, man. They did a hell of a job on my Batmobile, on the Batmobile, I should say. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Puts up a wall. I'm not sure that he got it. Only needed a couple of inches. Seahawks think they got it.
Yeah, he needed to get to the 36-yard line. Right there, just a ton of penetration up the middle. I think he looked short.
What's going on, Roasters? It's Brian Baldwin with the NFL Network, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
These are the shows and these are the days that separate the real ones from the fake ones. In the foxhole, things are going to get turbulent, right? Right now, we're battling through a lot of turbulence.
I don't think a lot of Niners fans want Kyle Shanahan in the foxhole with them right now.
No, they don't. They His don't. Q rating's at an all-time low. All-time low with this fan base. There's no doubt. But what do you do? Is it all on Shanahan? Can you really sit up here, wake up after that game, and watch it back? And you think about what transpired yesterday at Levi Stadium, losing 20-17 to Seattle. It's your third division loss. You only won one division game. You got two more left with the Rams on a Thursday night at Levi's and the Cardinals in the last game of the season in Glendale, Arizona.
This schedule is brutal.
There's no doubt.
Packers, Bills, Bears, Rams, Dolphins, Lions, Cardinals. There is not one easy matchup there.
No.
Not to say any team's easy in the NFL, no. Especially with this Niners team, but you thought the Seahawks one was going to be last one because you've owned them five straight times.
And
you've
Six
straight times, excuse me. But 5-0 against Geno Smith, I should say. And, yeah, you lose that one the way you did yesterday, the way the Packers have to be feeling after getting that last-second block against their division rival Bears, the way the Bills are feeling after beating the Chiefs, they could beat anyone. The Bears aren't like that defense travels. Like, there's no gimmies on the schedule.
There's no gimmies
in general for the 49ers this year because they're an average team right now.
Hey, man. You know, Gronk said it, and I'm going to steal this from the 925 on the Comcast business.
Gronk?
Gronk. Rob Gronkowski. He told Kay Adams this earlier in the year. I forgot all about it. But he just reminded me. Gronk doesn't sound too crazy now about how the Niners don't have an it guy.
Mm.
Or is it George Kittle was that it guy and he was sorely missing? There's no doubt. I don't want to ever hear anything about George Kittle being overrated or not. George Kittle was completely... George Kittle plays in that football game and they win, and we're talking about a victory Monday. And hell, we're probably not getting the calls we're getting, and we're probably talking about the Warriors or Clippers at this point. We are, really. That's where we're at right now. By the way, download the Odyssey app, 95.7 The Game. Thousands of other stations and millions of podcasts are free on the Odyssey app. Sports talk, music, news, great podcasts like Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys are all available. Follow your favorite teams like the Niners, Warriors, and stations and radio shows like this one. And catch amazing interviews you missed. Download the Odyssey app all day long. Jerry Rice, 8:30, and all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands and Lathrop. Let's get to some lies here.
Real quick stat. George Kittle, career against the Seattle Seahawks, 56 catches, 808 yards, and 7 touchdowns. He owns them.
Go look at his last six games against Seattle. He's been all-time great against them. All-time great. He's a Hall of Famer. He's definitely the best tight end of 49ers franchise history.
One of the greatest tight ends in NFL history.
Yeah, he's up there. I don't know if
he's maybe top 10.
It's a deep position.
I mean, it's him and Kelsey of this era, for sure. And Kelsey's obviously getting a little bit older. Gronk, I'd put up there. Gronk is just
Tony Gonzalez, Kellen Winslow, Shannon Sharp.
Gronk I always isolate, too, because I do believe he was the greatest all-around tight end.
Yeah, he was.
Ever.
He was. Shannon Sharp.
Yes.
Antonio Gates. Tony Gonzalez.
Dave Casper.
Dave Casper was good. He was good.
Goes to the post.
Let's go to Mr. D in the city. Mr. D, what's happening?
Hey, Bonte, Spadoni, what's going on this morning, guys?
Oh, man, it's
what's
a tough
D?
One. It's
How
a
you
tough
doing,
one.
Man?
How you doing, man?
Yeah, man, listen, man. We got to have more versatility. Shanahan is too predictable. I'm not saying get rid of him, but he's too predictable. We need some
hey, versatility. Hey, Mr. D, hold on. You got something playing in the background there. What are you listening to?
That's SF Bay drummer, my son. He's listening to us on the radio.
Okay, tell him to turn it down. Tell him to turn it down, and then you gotta keep going, okay? Because we can hear ourselves.
No, it just came through on my phone, but it's good. Okay. We're good now.
Okay, cool.
But you know, we need some versatility. What's wrong with a change of pace, running Mason or you know the other guy? And Durando. Have a break.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, you know, put him in the slot. It's like when Shanahan doesn't have one guy, it's like he don't know what to do from there. And we got too many studs for that. You're supposed to be a genius. You need to know how to use the pieces that you got. Don't worry about the one you don't have. Worry about the pieces that you got. And I'm going to tell you something else. That locker room is fractured. And I called another show. I ain't going to tell you which one, but I called another show, and they said, well, you know, they doing the dance and everything. Hey, everybody saw what happened to Eric Reed, okay? So let's you know, ain't nobody going to step out on a limb. But I'm telling you, there's some people that don't like that. And if they won the Super Bowl, how many people are going to want to go to the White House?
Well, that's a conversation for another time, because I don't think this team's going to the White House, first and foremost.
They won't be there anytime soon.
No.
Well, Bosa may get a private invitation. But
maybe the Warriors.
Maybe.
Steve Kerr? Yeah?
Look, in terms of the locker room, I can guarantee you this. Shanahan hasn't lost that locker room. Those players swear by him. They're all in with him. I've seen fractured locker rooms. Like Jamar Chase yesterday after the game. Jamar Chase after the game yesterday, we can play it later, but Jamar Chase after the game, Kyle Madsen sent this to me. He was asked why the Bengals can't finish games, and his quote was, I play football on the field. I don't call plays for us, you know? Like, you don't hear that from the 49ers. You don't never hear anything like that.
I mean, you got Micah Parsons outwardly discerned. Yeah, you know, Mike can go coach wherever he wants after this
year. Yeah, Mike McCarthy. I mean, like, we don't have that going on, so I don't know. Like, I don't think this locker room's fractured. I think they're a frustrated bunch, though. They're a bunch. The players, man. Sometimes we got to put the players. I know there's a lot of shit here. Let's get to another call. Let's go to, oh, my gosh. Where do we go here? Where do we go?
Lines are packed.
Where do we go? Let's go to Joe in Sacramento. Then we'll get to Verducci in the El Dorado Hills. We got Andre out there. We got Stu. Everybody's getting on here today.
I do love
everybody's
that. We are the Sacramento station, even though we're in San Francisco. No, it's kind of cool.
Well, you got t-shirts with me on their face. They know what time it is.
There you go.
It's Casey and D-Lo. You know I'm the real mayor of Sacramento.
Man, Sabonis is down for them right now. It's not good.
Rent-free up there in the 916, and I haven't been up there in a couple years. So let's go, Joe.
King of Sac.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You know, I'm going to replay that last drive, you know, at the 40, we sacked Geno at the 42 and proceeded to, he ran those last 42 yards basically, and there was no QB spy. This has a Brandon Staley, Nick Sorensen meltdown formula. I don't know, you know, that's like the Chargers, you know, just losing every close game last year. It's like his handbook is all over this defense right now. You know, my family's making dinner, and I can't even eat food till this game's over, and I'm just know what's coming. I have no appetite. This team makes me sick right now. I'm a diehard fan, and Shanahan's not the problem. Ben Johnson. Well, Shanahan is a winning coach in the NFL. He's not the issue, but we need some help in the trenches, and we need some help on the sidelines getting Brandon Staley and Nick Sorensen out of there.
Yeah. You know what? Brandon Staley has it out. I don't even know what Brandon Staley does.
I don't know either.
To be honest with you.
Like, I'm not even here to hear that. Like, even Sorensen yesterday, again, I understand you, like, everyone, no one is above criticism on this team right now. But I don't come away from that game yesterday saying, oh my God, the defense, oh my God. They're great until they lost their best player on defense and then they got gashed. Like, that's what happens, unfortunately. Maybe you should have scored more than 17 points throughout the game. You got Christian McCaffrey back, you got Brock Purdy, and Brock Purdy's going to get paid a lot of money.
We'll see.
He's going to get paid a lot of money, and we're going to see how it's going to look.
We'll see.
I just don't think the defense, and all season long, like, and I was even going through every single win, loss they've had, they haven't let an opposing team score more than 25 of them all season long. In today's NFL, like, they've been pretty damn good defensively for the most part.
Situationally, though, you look at this number right here, and this is an alarming number. Most points allowed with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
It's them in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's number one with 38, yeah. Niners number two with 36. Yeah. They don't get off. Arizona game, They're up Arizona. Jordan Mason fumbles inside the 10-yard line. We don't blame Kyle Shanahan for fumbling the football. No, Jordan Mason take care of the damn football. But Arizona takes the ball, runs it right down their throat. I mean, just literally, we're going to play power football. This is Pop Warner. This is, you know, the Napa Oilers versus the Southern Marin Chiefs. We're going to run the ball right down your throat. Damn. And that's how they win a game. All right? The Rams. Oh, they had a short field because your punt team doesn't know how to contain. And Ronnie Bell doesn't know how to catch a football with his heads. So you blow a game there. They can't finish in critical situations. It's alarming. Can't get off the field. And that's what happened yesterday. But it was alarming without Nick Bosa, because with Nick Bosa, Seattle averaged 3.3 yards a play. When Nick Bosa left the game, they started averaging 6.1 yards a play. And that was per Nick Wagner of ESPN, who covers 49ers, ESPN.com. You could see it. The pass rush was, it was already compromised with Nick Bosa being, he wasn't healthy. His change of direction was so bad yesterday because of the oblique in the hip. Credit to him for playing. And then he just had to bow out. He was not right. He was not right.
I don't feel
right,
good
whatever.
About his chances next week.
Yeah, I don't
Avante.
Feel, the next 2 weeks. I mean, against Josh Allen? Oh my gosh.
Well, against Josh Jacobs? Against your boy James Cook? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. Yeah. It's going to be a problem. So, Nick Bosa wasn't moving well. So, you hear the last drive up until the last, Greg Olsen's like, they have a blitz jet. They finally blitz. They get burned on the blitz. Geno saw it a mile away. It was a predictable cover zero blitz. Guys coming off the edge. Geno said, check, check, check. Let me hit Jackson Smith and Jigba for five and keep this thing moving. You got to get creative with the blitzes when you don't have Nick Bosa. You got to somehow, some way generate a pass rush. Geno was just too damn comfortable in the last drive.
And that's what, in the past, you got a guy like Talanoa Hufanga could come up there, right? And affect that in the blitz in the secondary, but he's been out. He wasn't the same player even when he came back from injury.
Right.
It's just, and you got a lot of young guys back there. Yep. That's the tough part about this. Like, there's the good and the bad, right? We can celebrate when you have the young guys last week, like a Ricky Pearsall, right? Stepping up, making plays. Hell, Malik Mustafa at times, right? D Winters had a nice play, a pass breakup against DK Metcalf, right? When they try to throw it to him, he gets his arm in there. But they're not going to be consistent all the time. And that's just the unfortunate part about this season right now. When you're relying on so many young guys, it's great when it's going well. And then when it's not, you can't get too mad at them. Like, I'm not here to get upset about Ricky Pearsall not having a good game yesterday. Why? Because he missed the entire offseason.
But you know what, though? When you have a game like you did last week and you catch two passes on a final drive and, you know, you make a big 46-yard catch and run and Ricky Pearsall gets two targets and not one catch and 1 yard. And I'm watching Ladd McConkey go crazy with the Chargers. And I'm watching Keon Coleman now, although he's got an injury right now. But I look at this, Spadoni, and we're going to monitor this over the next 4 years. The next three to five years, we're going to monitor these four players. Xavier Legit from Carolina. Our boy.
That's a guy.
Country
sounds
boy.
Like, he sounds like Boomhauer from, King of the Hill.
Did you see him in London? Or no, in Germany when they're eating? Oh, nah, you need a little spice. Oh, dude, it gets better with him.
No, man.
He's on Germany talking about, the little sauce just ain't the real barbecue. They didn't add that twang, man. So anyway, Ricky Pearsall, Xavier Legit, Keon Coleman, Ladd McConkey. Those are the 31st, 32nd, 33rd, 34th picks. Three receivers taken right after Ricky Pearsall. Now, it's too early to say whether or not Ricky Pearsall's a bust or he's going to be a player. I think the kid could be a player. But I'm wondering, like, yesterday, I didn't see him open. No. I didn't see number 14 open at all. At all. Now, maybe I need to watch the film again. Maybe the experts like Baldy and Cosell will break it down and say, Pearsall was open. But I didn't see anything from him. I see Ladd McConkey open all damn day. All damn day.
I saw Jackson Smith and Jigba, who plays the same position as Ricky Pearsall.
Open all day. Keon Coleman starting to come on, starting to ascend for the Buffalo Bills. And Xavier's out there wearing number 17, catching passes for Bryce Hall. He ain't a bad player either.
No,
so
he's on a bad team. But yes.
That's something we're going to watch over the next 3 to 5 years, whether we like it or not.
Well, was that, again, was that a position of need at the time? Like, I know you were trying to maybe trade Debo, trade Ayuk. There was a lot of contention there. God, and even at the deadline, it feels like you could have used another edge rusher, whoever that is, some depth, right? Especially in games like yesterday when you needed someone who had juice, someone that you could bring in. Like, and I get it. Yannick Ngakoue he's not going to be the savior of this team. Zadarius Smith? Like,
somebody.
Zadarius Smith, by the way, in his first game yesterday, got a sack with the Detroit Lions.
Well, yeah, there's been no drop-off since Aiden Hutchinson got hurt.
No.
I actually think their defense has been better, which is crazy. Yeah. Let's go to, man, this is frustrating. I don't know what to do here. I don't know. This is uncharted territory.
We haven't been here since
2020.
Yeah.
We haven't been in this spot. We don't know, 5-5, but I hate to be this guy.
Oh, no.
But the silver lining is you beat Green Bay, because Green Bay doesn't look invincible. They don't look invincible. You beat Green Bay. Seattle is playing Arizona, and the Rams are playing Philadelphia. We could be coming back in next Monday saying, wow, the Niners are tied for first place again. What do you know? It's laughable. I know it's laughable. It doesn't look good at all. But Kittle will be back. He will be back.
Yeah, but then Nick Bosa might be out. So that's the thing. This team can't play complementary football is the problem. When one person's in, the other's out. Oh, yeah, you got Brandon Ayuk. Oh, here comes Ricky Pearsall. No, I get it. I get it.
I'm not even trying to be a homer. We're a pom-poms. Those are the facts.
See,
the facts are saying out loud. Chaskey and I. That we both believe this team could make a deep run to the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all. This team might not even make the playoffs.
Oh, did I get fooled on that?
But the point is, they're one game out, and the Rams, anybody think the Rams are going to beat Philly?
They might.
SoFi?
They might.
They might. They might not.
They might not.
Arizona, Seattle, would it surprise you if Arizona lost that game? Would it surprise you if Seattle lost again? Like, this division is a mediocre division this year. And it's the reason why three teams are 500.
I'm just looking at the schedule game, and I think we could do this because we're more than halfway through the season, and the schedule game compared to the other NFC West opponents does not favor the San Francisco 49ers.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
And the quarterbacks you're playing is also specifically what I'm watching, and I get it. Jordan Love hasn't been what Jordan was. Jordan Love was last year towards the end of the season, but he's still pretty damn good.
Whoa.
And they got a guy that they could lean on in cold weather situations now that they couldn't on in the past. And I get it. Aaron Jones was pretty damn good for them, but I think Josh Jacobs has been a major improvement.
He's tough.
He's very tough.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. We'll get to Green Bay later in the week.
Correct.
Ken Burkert, Benkert. Backup quarterback with Packers. He's always tweeting and stuff
like
that.
Former Niners backup at one point.
Yeah, yeah. He's, Purdy was obviously forced to throw hot on that final 3rd and 11 because,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a cover zero blitz. We don't know how to block that. Lord knows you want to, third and long situations against the Niners, just cover, run a cover zero blitz. You'll get home. Something good will happen.
Well, Brock's
for
not
you.
Allowed to change the line, remember that.
Two plays then. Yeah, that's a weird thing. The 49ers offense doesn't adjust, is what Kim Benkert was said. 49ers offense doesn't adjust protections, they just throw hot. Other teams know this, it can force their hand in critical situations, just like we saw in the Super Bowl. It's mind-blowing stuff that a simple flipper would fix. Interesting. Now you got people saying, fire Shanahan for Coach Prime. Imagine that. For a week, Comcast Business Lexi, go get Coach Prime.
Because Coach Prime has been amazing at Colorado. I get it. They've had a good year so far this year, but I think they might be
the Big 12 championship.
We'll see. They're kind of fugazi, too. Although Travis Hunter is a baller, and I do like Shedeur Sanders, but let's relax here for a little bit.
It's a very different Big 12 than what we're used to as well.
And don't be hating on Coach Prime. Verducci, Eldorado Hills. Verducci, what's happening?
He's a future Raiders coach. What's up, Verducci?
What's up, fellas? Happy Monday. Fedoni. I need that brotherly Italian hug right now. I am hurting up in here, up in the 530. And I was at my pastor's house yesterday, a Seattle Seahawks fan. Shout out Pastor Brian from Lakeside Church. And I had to put on that gear at the end of the day. That was our bet. And I literally had to be like Ace Ventura in the shower, like in the corner, just washing myself down after having the Seahawks gear. But let me tell you something. You could complain about the defense, right? And we know they're awful in the last 2 minutes. Yes, they rank probably on the bottom third and third down. You know, they can't get off the field. But it all comes back down to Kyle Shanahan. You're the head coach. You can talk to the defensive coordinator and switch things up. He's so-called the offensive genius. Sure, he's got the schemes. He's got the playbook. But you know what? At the end of the day, you're coaching men. Real flesh and blood players, not X's and O's just on paper. He's falling short. And why? Because of his ego, his refusal to adjust during the game. Here's the thing about a great head coach in the NFL. It's not just about being smart. It's about being adaptable, inspiring. Shanahan, here's the guy who clings to his playbook like the gospel. Even when the game script is screaming that it's time to change. No Mason and Garendo. No splitting CMC out and putting them out in the backfield. You can't scheme guys open like Slick Rick. And don't even get me started on the clock management and situational awareness. How many games do we got to watch where he got the lead and instead of closing it down, he curls up and starts not to lose. And again, it's the leadership. It's the leadership. It's that fear. Look at the Super Bowl against the Patriots or the Chiefs. We've seen this movie play over and over and over again. And the common denominator, it's not the defensive coordinators. It's Kyle Shanahan's inability to feel the moment. The best coaches in the league, your Mike Tomlins, Andy Reid, Dan Campbell's right now, connect with their players on a deeper level. They adapt in the heat. Shanahan, he's too busy trying to prove he's the smartest guy in the room. But it's football, quote-unquote, IQ. But it's one on heart, adjustments, and empowering your team to rise above adversity. Where was that yesterday? Where was the fire? Where was that passion? The Seahawks came in angry. The Niners looked like they were sleepwalking. That's a reflection of coaching. A leader of men that gets his team ready to play, especially in a divisional matchup with playoff implications. But Shanahan, he's the guy standing there with his play sheet, staring at it like it's going to magically fix the game. Let's not act like the talent hasn't been there. He's had a loaded roster. Debo, CMC, Kittle, Trent Williams, Bosa, Warner, the list goes on. Yet in the biggest moments, we're left with excuses, injuries, sure. But what about building depth or having a backup plan? How many times do we have to look at our trash, offensive line, special teams, and dear God, get Campbell off the field? Kyle Shanahan needs to stop being a scheme guy and start being a leader of men. Because right now, the Niners need more than a genius on a whiteboard. They need someone who can win when things don't go according to plan. Thank God. Thank God we got the Niners faithful to understand what I'm talking about. I'm out, fellas.
Tell me how you really feel. That's for Ducci. El Dorado Hills, baby. It's Paisan. All right, wears his heart on his sleeve. I respect that. He's a frustrated.
But he's an Italian.
I got to say this, and thank you, Tony. What do you need to see from him that's tangible that can get this thing turned around? Because it's great when you just come at us with fire Shanahan, or I'm very upset with Shanahan. Come with what do you want him to do? You missed a first-team All-Pro in Charvarius Ward, who was out for personal reasons, still grieving the loss of his daughter. You didn't have first-team All-Pro George Kittle. You didn't have Nick Bosa, first-team All-Pro guy, a DPOY guy, in the most crucial part of the game. You have Christian McCaffrey coming off bilateral Achilles tendonitis, which he's still dealing with right now. Like, this guy's got problems all over the place. He doesn't have second-team All-Pro Brandon Ayuk. Yeah. It just might be a lost season.
It might be.
It just might be.
It just might be.
Those are a lot of really good players I listed off, Bonte. By the way, Talanoa Hufanga, another guy that was an All-Pro player that you don't have. So, like,
play what,
sooner
two games?
Or later, exactly. Sooner or later, that stuff catches up with you. I'm sorry. It just does.
It's a tough day. Tough day. Are we firing? I'm not firing Kyle Shanahan today. But, look, you talk about urgency or whatnot. They've got creators. These players are grown-ass men. They've been playing football a long, long time. I don't know if you want a rah-rah speech from Shanahan, if you want him to throw a clipboard or whatnot. But at some point, when are we going to hold players accountable for jumping off sides? What about Leonard Floyd, who I was high on coming into the season? Leonard Floyd has done diddly-poo, diddly-squat. What about him playing and earning them $2 million and being a good edge rusher opposite of Nick Bosa? All right? Devon Trent Campbell, you bring him into free agency. Isaac Yadam, you bring him in for free agency. These guys got to step up. And you know what? The defense played fine. This is on the offense. This is on Debo Samuel winning one-on-one matchups at the line of scrimmage. He just can't do it. He just can't gain separation. And the one play he does gain separation on a final possession for the 49ers on second 11, Brock Purdy airmails it. Simply airmailed it. Play was there. He airmailed it. Quarterback's got to make the throw. All right?
He had six passes defended yesterday, the Seattle Seahawks team. Like, that happens
batted
a lot.
Balls.
With batted
balls.
A lot of batted balls.
We saw a lot with Jimmy, and we saw it a lot with Brock Purdy.
Especially Brock because of his height. Like, yep. That's the thing with that. Like, as much as, like, we don't want to go back to, like, the skill set or the physical attributes of a Brock Purdy, that comes to rear its head more often than not when they're in the losses.
I mean, the plays... I don't even know if the plays were good because nobody can get off a press man. They can't separate. The Niners are one of the worst teams in the league when it comes to wide receivers separating at the line of scrimmage. Sounds like a personnel problem, which is why you draft Ricky Pearsall. But I don't know if Ricky Pearsall is that guy. Two targets yesterday, and I swear to God, at times, Spinotti had to look down and say, is 14 out there? Because he wasn't getting open.
No. And again, it goes back to Mike McDonald. I think he did a great job adjusting from that first matchup and their loss up in Seattle on Thursday night up until now. Again, no George Kittle changes a lot of that. But you know what? He wasn't crying about that. I'm sure the Seahawks were missing guys in that first matchup, too, that they didn't have and couldn't deal with. So listen.
You know what it sounds like to cut you off, Spadoni?
No, it's fine.
You know what it sounds like? Because we're going to take more calls here, and a lot of people talk about Shanahan. You think that if the 49ers just said, hey, we're going to listen to this fan base, we're going to listen to some of these idiots out here and fire Shanahan and move on from them, you feel comfortable moving on with Purdy instead of Shanahan? What happens if Purdy goes into another scheme?
Oh, I think
Can Purdy execute it? Like, everybody's crying about Ben Johnson, right? Well, you see the way Ben Johnson runs offense. Can Purdy execute that offense?
That's a phenomenal question right now, Bonte, because it's not even close. If you were just to put both of these guys out in free agency, Kyle Shanahan or Brock Purdy, are you kidding me? Almost the entire league is taking Kyle Shanahan over Brock Purdy. It's not even close to me. Mm. Not even close. Stop. Full stop right there.
I'm asking a question.
No, it's a great question.
You guys ready to move on from Shanahan and just move on with Brock or vice versa? Or just run it back with both? I mean,
it's interesting because if you ask 49ers fans, especially today, would they do a John Gruden type of deal like the Raiders did when they traded him to Tampa for a couple first round picks?
Yeah, that would be a mistake.
That would be a huge mistake. But I feel like today, on a day like today, again, we're upset, we're emotional. People would be like, yeah, I'd do that. Stop.
Let's go to Andre in East Palo Alto. Andre, what's happening? EPA. You're on the roast.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Great morning show. You know how I started out, the best morning show in the morning, all day, every day. But yeah, just like how the passionate guy was on the phone a while ago. I mean, he hit it on the head, and I felt him. Like, Kyle Shanahan, you got to manage the game better, bro. Like, I know you've seen Christian McCaffrey. It's his second game back. He had no training camp. Second game back, he struggled a little bit. Throw the other two guys in there. They've proven in games that they can get it done. They've done it time again. It's just like how the other guy said, Mr. D from whatever.
Hey, we're emotional today, Bonte. It's all right. It happens.
Still there?
No. Go ahead. Yeah, he cussed. You can't cuss. You gotta take a playoff for the day. It's all right. It happens. Get excited.
It's just another day on the road. Let's go to Rocky and Vallejo. Rocky, what's happening?
What's up, guys? Very therapeutic show. Number one show in the Bay Area, no doubt.
Thank you, Rocky.
You know what? And everyone's talking about Shanahan. No doubt Shanahan had some bad, questionable play calls and this and that. But obviously you guys know he's one of the best coaches in the league. If we fire him, he's going to be picked up. My biggest issue is the defense in terms of the last play. You know, we have no sophisticated blitz. Any blitz that comes through are basically Fred Warner up the middle, and that's hella predictable. We need to mix it up, bring Mustafa on the blitz. Mustafa's a missile out there. D. Winter needs to play more. Campbell needs to be on the bench. And Brendel, man, this guy is horrible, man. He's got to be the worst center in the league. We got to bring Feliciano up. Bring him off the IR, and I'll take your comments off the air. Thank you.
Yeah. Is that going to solve everything?
It's not.
Yeah. It's John Feliciano, the guy that whiffed in the Super Bowl, one of the most important plays, too. He blamed it on his teammate. Okay.
Well, Burford did take accountability for it.
Exactly. Yeah, but Feliciano also
playing the blame game. Yeah, exactly. On Twitter. Like, yeah, that was weak. That was weak.
Stop. So, like, I don't think that Feliciano. Like, there's so many more problems with this team that I've listed off. Yeah. Just the missing of just your when you're missing your blue chippers, like that makes a difference. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, it does. I listed off all the guys you're missing right now that are first team All Pro players. You don't just make that up with a bunch of rookies. No matter how good this class has been, and it's been a great class for them. Yeah. This rookie class has been unbelievable for them, what they've asked of them, and with a Dominic Pooney, with all these guys that they've asked. But it rears its ugly head when you go up against some guys and some teams that have DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Jackson Smith and Jigba. And say what you will about Geno Smith. I know he has a lot of turnovers and he hasn't played well against the 49ers, but he leads the NFL in passing yards, and he will dice you up. And he did that yesterday when it mattered most.
888-957-9570 is the number. That is the phone number for you to call in and air your grievances and your frustrations on what the 49ers need to do to get back on track. Or is it a wrap? Is that it? Even though they're one game back of the Arizona Cardinals and it looks ugly right now, trust me. I feel dirty for even saying it. But the facts are the facts. I don't want anybody to get confused with the facts. Facts are they're a game back of the Arizona Cardinals. Facts are they still play Arizona. They play the LA Rams. And I get they play Buffalo and Green Bay and Chicago and Miami down in South Beach. I get all that. The facts are they could turn this thing around. Do I believe they could turn it around? It certainly doesn't feel like they could turn it around. But the NFL's been weird. It's been a very weird season in the league.
Yeah, it has been. Like, but, the offense has been down, but, like, do you attribute that to the defense? Do you attribute that to just bad quarterback play? It's been a mixed bag of a year. So maybe in a year like this, everything is just, you know, you throw out your preconceived notions and you just go forward and see what happens. But
not only that, but Spadone, you know, people are talking about firing Kyle Shanahan. You think Jed York wants to spend more money on the fired coach and hire a new one?
No.
Like, we got to also think about that. He's making over $10 million a season. He signed through 2026. So you're going to eat $20 million just to eat $20 million?
That's what bad franchises do. That's what the Las Vegas Raiders do when you fire Josh McDaniels or you fire John Gruden or you fire Antonio Pierce or if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's what those teams do, firing a Doug Peterson, right? Like, that's what those teams, that's not what the 49ers do. They went through enough of that in the Chip Kelly, Tom Sula era where they don't want to go back to that.
Yep.
That was enough for them. And they've got a taste of winning. They got so close twice. And I think Jed York knows that. And I think Jed York likes being out. He doesn't want to be in the spotlight anymore. He's learned from that. He doesn't want to have to do those coaches searches again because, God, it's a nightmare. It's so hard to find a good head coach. I don't think people realize how hard it is.
Good coach and good GM and John Lynch. You got a good pairing here. You had a good draft with the rookie class. Renardo Green, he could play. He could play. This guy's tough. He ain't afraid of no moment, man. He was going at DK. Renardo Green's tough. DeAndre Lenore's tough. You just gave him 5 years, $92 million, and a very team-friendly deal for this year when it comes to dollars and cents.
He had eight tackles yesterday.
So he was fine. You've had some good picks. Dominic Pooney, you know you got a right guard. You know you got one here. But I'm not sitting here saying, hey, man, oh. You know, when you don't have Drake Greenlaw, you miss the juice defensively. You don't have George Kittle, you miss the juice offensively. And what we're finding out here is that Deebo Samuel may be time to move on after the season. It may be time to move on from him after the season because of what you're trying to do. And if you evolve and you want to have some sort of shift in a philosophical mindset here, and you want to do things differently, I'm not sure Deebo fits. I'm not sure he fits. Now, you get the ball in his head. Yeah, sure, he could break a long one, but... And I haven't seen it much this season. I really haven't.
I mean, the most glaring issue for me yesterday, and yes, offensively, was the lack of separation. But it's just, you need another number two beside Nick Bosa. Like, he can't do it all by himself. And sooner or later, this was going to happen with this injury and these piling up. Because he's just been asked to play so much more than he's used to in the previous years. His usage rate is sky high. And, you know, he used to joke around with Baldy a little bit. And Baldy's going to join you guys tomorrow because he does each and every Tuesday at 7:30. Baldy's Breakdowns, one of the best in the NFL. But he even said, he talked about it, he's like, yeah, man, your usage rate, I see this guy Max Crosby, you know, he's playing every single down, every single snap. Why aren't you doing that? He's like, yeah, well, I got to save myself for the playoffs. My usage rate can't be that high. I got to be fresh. Well, he's not fresh this year, and it's not looking good. It looks like he may miss next week, depending on how this oblique injury goes, heading into Green Bay. So it's just stuff like that. When you thought Leonard Floyd was going to be that dude, he just hasn't been. And I feel like...
It's been disappointing with Leonard Floyd.
And it goes back to what you prioritized in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Ricky Pearsall? Was that the pick in the first round?
Well, you know, we're going to find out.
When I see what Jared Verse is doing with the Los Angeles Rams, Monte?
No, it's...
Your guy at Florida State? He's been balling.
Verse and Fisk. But not only that, I look at these four picks, and we're going to monitor this for the next 4 years. Pearsall, Leggett, Keon Coleman, Ladd McConkey. Four wide receivers went. 31, 32, 33, 34. And right now, the best of the bunch is Ladd McConkey out of Georgia. It's not even close.
Those Georgia boys, man.
It's not even close. This guy, Ladd McConkey, I didn't think he was going to be this good in the league. Damn. He's good.
And it's not like he's in, like... He was like an inch shorter than Pearsall. Like, his measurables weren't that crazy. Hell, our guy Baldy, who I just mentioned, he kind of, you know, likened him a little bit to Ricky Pearsall. Like, those guys he thought were kind of similar. So, and yeah, he's changed everything for that offense with the run-first offense, by the way, with Jim Harbaugh, where we know very well. And Justin Herbert looks like a totally different quarterback now.
He does.
He looks incredible. And that style of play travels.
He was throwing laser beams. Oh, my gosh. I said, damn. Jim Harbaugh saved Justin Herbert's career. Yeah. It's not that Justin Herbert wasn't talented.
No.
He had talent. We all felt like that, but it was like, yo, he hasn't lived up to the hype. Well, damn, he's living up to it now, and the Chargers are rolling.
God, Cincinnati's defense is so bad.
Well, they made plays in the second half. They gave their... McPherson, make a kick! Make a kick! Burrow, you had Jamar Chase deep wide open!
And you hate kickers, Bonte. Keep it on the real.
I'm starting to hate kickers. I'm starting to hate them. They get on my damn nerves. Owen, San Francisco. Oh, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas?
So,
I think what needs to happen at the end of the season, if we don't make it to playoffs, I mean, which we probably can because it's, I mean, it's a toss-up, but if we don't make it, I think Lynch and York should sit down with Shanahan and be like, hey, you know what? We gave you almost a decade. You've been in the league for a decade. And maybe you need an offensive coordinator because people are figuring you out already.
Yeah, having a fresh set of eyes may not be a bad choice. Let's go one more call before the injury report. Let's go back down to Palo Alto. It's Brian in Palo Alto. What's happening?
What's up, B?
Hey, what's going on? So my advice is don't fire Shanahan, which I'm sure is a surprise to you, but you can't fire him. But, like, yeah, I think the interesting question of the Niners is what do you do from here? They're not a playoff team. It's just not a good team. They're not a good team in all three phases. That's been the case all year. Yes, they're missing injured blue chippers, but a lot of those blue chippers weren't playing well anymore. So you have a lot of, like, guys making a lot of money on this team. How many of them are actually earning up to their pay? Not a lot.
No.
And so, you know, the question is what do you do now? Like, you can make a pretty reasonable argument that this is it for this iteration of the 49ers. And so, you know, because you just can't pay the guys at top range, like Hargrave, right? Sorry, he was not good before he got hurt. Hufanga was not good before he got hurt. So, yeah, the question is, what do you do from here? Yeah, I don't advise firing Kyle. I think Kyle needs to make a real commitment to up-level his coaching staff because they are not a well-coached team in all three phases of the game now, and it matters. But, like, yeah, what do you do from here, I think, is the interesting question. I don't know that there's an easy answer. They're in a tough, tough spot now. And it's hard to believe we're in this place that quickly after being in the Super Bowl, but that's where we're at. Anyways, Vontae, you're doing great. Hey, great job, guys. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks. I mean, I thought I was doing a little great, too, but it's okay.
No, he's being condescending.
No, I think he's being serious. No, he loves you.
No, he's being
serious. He's always
being genuine. When I was reading his call, he sounded very genuine and honest. Like, this is a new BPA.
No,
he wants you to
had BPA changing before Kyle Shanahan.
I followed him on Twitter, and it's the game within the game with
Bonte,
BPA.
Bonte, between you and me, I did kind of say Bonte thinks that he already knows what you're going to say. So he's like, oh, okay, well, I'll say this. So.
Yeah, no, he switched it up.
challenged him a little bit. Yeah, I think he rose to the challenge.
I didn't believe a thing he just said.
He pivoted. He didn't panic.
Yeah, BPA would never lie like that.
Yeah,
BPA will never lie to you.
I got no issues with BPA. Warriors are playing well. Clay went 1-for-11 yesterday in the Dallas Mavericks win. In Oklahoma City. All right, let's go to... injury report. All right, we'll get to Kirk, Jay, everybody. 888-957-9570. I want your feelings about the loss. Is the season done, in your opinion? And if the season is done, then what? Then what? Jerry Rice, 8:30. We're having a therapy session. Is the game... Is the season over? No, but... these two games on deck, man, don't look pretty. Does not look pretty for the 49ers right now, man. What a disaster yesterday was.
I'm optimistic, Bonte.
Losing to the Seattle Seahawks, man. What did we see the yards again? The yards were, gosh, but only had 227 yards total? 277 yards total.
Correct.
277. Meanwhile, Detroit had 645 against Jacksonville.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Well, the big, big injury is now number 97, Nick Bosa. Forced to leave in the third quarter, lead the game in the third quarter due to a strained oblique in his side. The injury was separate from the hip injury he was battling through last week. So now he's got problems with both obliques. He's got a problem with the hip. he had to pull himself out the game, and he said afterwards that his status going forward would depend on how the injury is feeling today, and acknowledged that there is some concern that he may miss time, which is very strange now that I think about it, Spadone. He went up to the podium for his post-game presser, despite being hurt. Very odd. Usually guys don't go up there, you know, just stay back, get some treatment or whatnot, but that's Nick Bosa for you. It's Nick Bosa. Wanted to face the music.
He did, and it's concerning. Again, we're not looking too far ahead, but not having that guy, the entire offense of the Seattle Seahawks changed. Exploited it. Smith felt comfortable scrambling.
Yeah, 6.1 yards per play once Nick Bosa left the game. Brutal. Injury report brought to you by Boxer Gerson. Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What is coming up in a game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. More of your phone calls. Niners lose to the Seahawks. They're now 5-5 and in last place in the NFC West. What now, Niner fans? What now?
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.